Greetings, and welcome to part two of Tell the Damn Story. And from that point on, anybody who's wanted to do a deal with me, money's involved.
Okay, good. But let's dispel the myth, right? So many people, and God bless anyone who wants to talk to us about our work, you know, we can't say thank you enough, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything we're saying is predicated on thank you. Having said that, there are, from the earliest days, people have assumed this is like winning the lottery. That phrase is always offensive, right? I was maybe 12 years old, and one of my uncles said, you know, keep writing, kid, but if you do make it, you got to remember your uncle. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'll invite you to the premiere.
God bless his soul. God bless him. But all that big money that people think about, right, that's so rare that, you know, a first time property, right? You're not a first-time writer. I'm not a first-time writer anymore. You've been published by many, many more legit sources than I have. Most of the people who have published me are now out of business.
Stop.
But when that, you know, even now, the development deal or the what is the proper
options? The option
you have now. I didn't see you buy the yacht and the mansion. So let's, you know, I just wanted to dispel that rumor, you know, and that notion that, you know, that's really not what happens. So after all the paperwork and contracts, we're kind of moving on from there.
Okay.
And all after the paperwork, contracts, all that stuff is finalized, then what do they mean when they say the property is shopped around?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay, so what that means, and again, it goes back to, I'll just reiterate for a moment. As I said, initially you're approached by any number of people, an agent, a writer, whomever, a producer, you know, and you have your agreement with them, and they then, once that's signed, and once everybody's clear on what the cutoffs are, what the deal breakers are, they then go out, normally without you, because you're not in the family out there. You're not one of the movers and shakers in that world. That's their job. So they'll go out and what it's called is shopping it around. In other words, they will look for the studios, and if it's an agent or writer or whatever, they'll look for the producer or the production company and the studios that are more likely to be inclined to do this property, to do this kind of film or this kind of TV series. And, you know, they'll go to people first that they have some sort of relationship with or connection to. And then they'll also, just throw it out there and try and see who might be interested that they don't know. And if they do think this person that they don't have a relationship with might be interested, then they're going to try and find someone who can introduce them. And if that person thinks, oh, yeah, this is a great property, but Bob, you don't know Latif here, and I do, so I'm going to have to get a cut somehow or get, you know, a commission, or I need to be a part of this deal because I can put this deal together for you. So what you wind up doing is you wind up being in, like, it's a cross between Tiffany's and a flea market. You know, it's really people angling and trying to cut a deal and showing it to potential customers.
All right, so let's say this is going and you've beat the odds and have respectable people actually shopping your material, right? Mm-hmm. Now, blackjack, even in our hands, blackjack has been different things. It has been a comic book, graphic novel, radio play. It has been the Rapid Reads novel.
Yeah, short stories, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So,
and now, even including Tim in there, There have been spot illustrations and beautiful paintings that represent a potential story or represent a philosophical idea or concept.
Right. We did some stuff. There's two that we circulate every once in a while. One called America, and the other one is it Be Scared or Be?
Well,
Scared?
I would just call it Driven.
Driven. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be Driven.
Not the book now, folks. Not the project book. But this is second.
It's a cool thing. You'll see it on our website.
I'll put it up with this particular post.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But out in the people who option it, how did they decide what they're pitching? Are they pitching a movie? Are they pitching a TV series, a Netflix series, broadcast television? How do they decide that?
Well, I mean, again, pardon me. Again, this is a kind of thing where some people will immediately know this is a TV series. I definitely want to try and get this too, blah, blah, blah. Others will go, wow, movie potential. And, of course, a lot of times they're thinking big money. Now, with Blackjack, initially, for the first few years, anybody who went after this thing, went out there to try and pitch this thing to Hollywood, was looking at movie. They were looking at making the next big film. And a lot of times the so-called objection to the property was, it'll be $60 million to make this film, and we don't think that's going to happen. We don't think that we can pull that together, or we don't think we'll recoup that. I don't know if there's a big enough audience, blah, blah, blah. I sometimes heard things like, this will never sell overseas with a black hero character, blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of, that was it.
Well, we've heard films with black leads don't open.
Yep.
To which, you know, in 2018, we can casually point to the Black Panther.
Yep.
You know, and yep. I think, again, I'm always secondhand hearing this from you, but period pieces don't.
That's right, and then The English Patient and The Mummy and a bunch of other things get done. Yeah,
The Indiana Jones series, you know, and we're not talking about the Tom Cruise Mummy. We're talking about the previous series.
With Brandon Fraser.
Yeah.
Yeah, who had, by the way, twin old-school guns that looked very familiar to me. Yes. Okay, but yeah. But these are the things that you hear. You'll hear these objections. So again, to go back to your question, different people will have different goals. They'll either think movies, big bucks, big film, or they'll think TV series. And ultimately, they'll make that decision to make the pitch. And in a perfect world, you can make a pitch to a studio that could do both.
Right.
If it blows up, you know.
So let's talk about Blackjack, right?
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, yeah.
Well, it's option now. It's out there. They're talking about it. Did you have to prepare anything? Did you have to prepare, say, an outline for a movie or write a pilot? Or is it high concept enough that they're just going to say, hey, check out this art or look at this? How are they going about that?
Well, in talking about this specific situation, which is, I would have to say, the best situation I've been in with this, you know, this whole Blackjack to film, potentially to film project or process. With this particular situation, there were several steps. There was get the comics out there, so that could be a show and tell, first wave. Second wave was let's put together a pitch package. Now, pitch package is bios and high concept written out and taglines or pitch lines and then sometimes synopsis for a concept. And in one case, there was the request, and it did happen. I did write a pilot episode.
Okay. So that's out there. That exists somewhere.
It exists. It exists. And actually, I must say, patting myself on the back, it was pretty damn good.
Now I know what I want for Christmas, everybody. I want a peek. All right. So who do you sell to? You know, are they going after an agent? Are they going for producers? Are they going to a studio? What do you think?
Well, again, each situation is different depending on the players. In my situation, my deal started out with a producer. So the producer, once our deal was set, started talking to other entities And eventually, we in this case, we go from producer to dialoguing with his partner, and then his partner dialoguing with several different studios until a studio was determined, and then there was presentations to said studio. And as people become more and more interested, you sort of narrow down your focus. And so it's you reach a point where you're not only talking to a studio, but if the studio is interested and a commitment is made, an options deal is signed, then they start looking at putting together the team that will make this happen, whether, again, it's a TV series or a movie. So you're looking at, you want, because everybody's going to be spending money, and it's a business, so they want the best of the writers they can get their hands on, people who have a track record, who are well-known or successful or brand new but have hot properties. Same thing for a director, a showrunner, which is, in effect, pretty much like the producer on the floor. You know, he makes sure that every element of this production is pulled together in terms of storylines and things like that. So there are different people that they want to put together an A-team, if you will, that says, as we drop this much money on this property, we've given ourselves the best possible team to make this happen and work. So we recoup our investment and then start looking at profit.
So where do you, as the creator of this property, where do you fit in that team or on that team?
Well, I get an office in the lavatory.
Seriously.
Again, it depends on the deals, and there's certain aspects of my deal I will not talk about, but the reality is that you try and negotiate yourself depending on your skill set, I guess, and depending on what you feel you're willing to give up or not give up. You try and negotiate yourself at the table, as the phrase goes. So if you're not going to be writing stories for the series, let's say, or you're not going to be writing the screenplay for the movie, you want to make sure that people have to talk to you to get your input, to get your advice, to respect your take on your creation, and that they don't go bonkers with it and take it off into Flapjacks starring Demi Moore.
So how do you get that done? What do you need?
That's a part of the contract again. You
you make sure it's in the contract.
Yeah, a lot of what this is about, really, folks, I can't say this enough, and this is not a brag. This is a scary time. You have to really try and get a good sense of what you're not willing to give up and what you are. Because it is negotiations. They're going to be dangling money, or they're going to be dangling promises. There's going to be your own anticipation and your own, want, need, greed, whatever it is. You're going to want to see this done. All that's going to be in play. A lot of emotions and things are going to be in play. And the reality is, at the end of the day, if it does get made, what have you paid in order to make that happen? What have you given up? What have you sacrificed? And what do you still hold on to? So understanding that, just getting somebody to want to do the film or the TV series is literally half a step in the process. And time, oh my God, time, it could take years to get something to happen. I know that with Men in Black, if I remember correctly, it took them something like 5 years to get that deal, film finally bought and made.
Well, Ryan Reynolds was trying to get Deadpool made for, I think it was 10 years, and someone, wink, wink, dropped a trailer that they had made, and that's what finally, pushed the studio to say, okay, we got to put this out, because the trailer went ridiculously viral.
Mm. So, yeah, and it's on vinyl, too. You can get it for your record player.
There it goes.
Yeah.
So even if a studio picks it up, it can still wind up going television, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon.
Oh yeah, the
broadcast.
It's crazier now than it was when this all started. When it all started, you were looking at, three major networks and several film companies, and that was pretty much it. And now with Hulu, Netflix, all of these others, you have so many streaming possibilities. they can even make their own films, their own TV series, as you know, with like Marvel's Daredevil and Luke Cage and all that. So there's the bidding war can be outrageously great, or, you know, there's just that many more doors to be slammed in your face. Depends on what the gods have in store for you.
Well, last thing I'd like you to talk about for this conversation is that it's an interesting time in that there are so many different companies and there's such a hunger for content that the impression can be made that this is going to be easy. But the fact is, there's still no guarantees.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even more of a taste of reality, after all the work to get it done, to get it out there, to get it created, you're not 100% sure of what it's going to look like until you're sitting there looking at it. You know, because my vision and my interpretation of this character and the values and ethics and so forth are in my head and in my spirit, and it's what, you know, you and I and some artists have done with it over the years. But then you turn it over to a completely different team of people who have not spent 20-some-odd years with it. And no matter what is said and what is promised, in the end, you don't know what it's actually going to look like, even with the best of intentions. So you can only hope that you sit there and as you do the viewing, the screening, and you sit there with your fingers crossed going, please, please, please. That's the first time. And then the next thing is when it's finally released, you know, TV series or film, and you hope, please, please, please let the audiences love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm standing here in a room that has 7 different depictions of Hawkeye the Archer.
Mm.
Little statues, big statues. I have a lot of things, in here. But and I'm still, how is it, 22 movies in? I'm still waiting to see the Hawkeye that I know and love.
Mm.
You know, and supposedly the next Avengers film, he finally gets, you know, kind of his spotlight moment. And I hope that that's true. But I mean, he still gets dissed all over the place, and it just kills me all the time. And the same thing would be, you know, would break my heart if Black Jack wasn't handled with the respect he deserves. But as you said, we can't control any of that. We can just push the best we can. And
exactly.
Hold that. And in the meantime, and this is advice to anybody who is trying to market their characters or trying to market to Hollywood or whatever, as you're doing that, the only real thing you can do is continue to tell the
story. I know he was
going to
go for that.
Right? Write the next piece. Write the next adventure. Yeah. Write the next idea.
I've got to throw one more little tidbit on top there. One of the extra things that I've been contending with, and I think we only whispered at it during this dialogue, is the color thing, is the race thing, the race card. Because a lot of the passing over, as much as it was intriguing a character and everything to so many people, there were also a certain small number of people who had problems with it being a black lead. That their perceptions were it wouldn't sell or it wouldn't do this or it wouldn't do that. And even now, you know, as we look at the success of the Black Panther movie was phenomenal. And it opened a lot of mindsets to the potential of black or African-American or people of color as leads. It's just like the Wonder Woman movie finally blew some of the dust out of Hollywood's eyes about women in terms of leads and lead warrior or action films. But by the same token, Hollywood has often lived with the reality that if something works and it works big, that's fantastic, that's the new rule, until something like that doesn't work, and then they change the rule. So we got to hope that as we watch Luke Cage getting, you know, has been canceled, and a couple of other things that have happened, I still have to hope that the faith in Blackjack as a property, the faith of other people, not mine, hasn't fallen, but that their faith is consistent, is constant.
Well, I would address the Luke Cage thing. Luke Cage was canceled. Iron Fist was canceled. I think as you see all the other material that was in production get broadcast, they will cancel the other things from Netflix as well, Daredevil and Jessica Jones, because what I'm reading and watching on YouTube and stuff is that they're moving to bring all that into a Marvel app or a Disney app, you know, its own station, just like DC has done. So I think we will see Luke Cage again. They've already announced it's going. There's going to be a Winter Soldier, Falcon series, limited series. There's Whispers of the Hawkeye series. There's going to be a Scarlet Witch and Vision series. Loki is getting his own series. All of this is going to be under one roof, an offshoot of the Disney Channel, where all of the Disney material will be. And then I think it will be either part of the main Disney, or they'll have a sub channel or a side channel.
All of that is wonderful to hear, and at the same time, it doesn't change the equation that many creators of African American characters or Black characters have to deal with, and that is, you know, the mindset of the producers and people who are out there when you're trying to get your property its fair shake.
Well, and you're right, and it frustrates me, not as much as it frustrates you, but it frustrates me because I've loved Blackjack for over 20 years, you know, and I see the Black Panther movie, I see Denzel, I see Creed, and I said, look, open the doors, you know, Wonder Woman, open the doors. But while you have the same minds running the same shops, some doors aren't going to open.
Right. And so it gets back to, again, what are you willing to give up, and where do you stand? And I'm not even talking about being militant, but just as an artist and as a creator, how much faith do you have in the piece that you've created, in the character or the story? What does it mean to you? And how do you sell it and get it shot in a business world when it's something that you care that much about? And I, you know, it's something that I've wrestled with over the years. And we won't go into it now, but there's a family story of something that happened with Blackjack and my family that was one of those defining moments when I said, you know what, I will stick to my guns because my family, you know, stands with me. So, you know, these are those you know, it's there are those times when, yes, you have to make some hard decisions. You have to make hard personal, creative, and business decisions. And getting that opportunity for your property to get into a film or a TV series, that's a wonderful wish, a wonderful dream, and I definitely think everybody who's really working towards that, go for it. But just understand that's step one or half step to a longer journey, and you got to be as prepared for it as you possibly can be.
And I would end by saying, you know, we've tried today to give people an idea of the kind of road you'll have to travel. But if you really want insight into what that's like, look no further than Alex Simmons. And here's the living embodiment of what it takes. Decades and decades of belief in serving the story, in following his muse, in creating for the sake of creation, and having faith that the next step will come up, you know. There's been countless times where it would have been easier for him to throw in the towel. And he has. So anything that comes his way from this, it's not an overnight sensation. It's not a lucky break. It's a creative individual who has lived to tell the damn story. And it would be well earned. I think Blackjack is a great American hero, and I hope every day that someone will see the genius that Alex has created. So,
wow!
More power to you, brother.
Thank you very much, brother.
You owe me $20.
No, you said 22. Anyway, thanks a lot, Chris. And again, you know, everybody, we always say this at the end of our episodes. You have questions, comments, drop them into the content or the comments section of these things, or send us an email. The email address is up there. Certainly more than happy to share whatever knowledge we have. And if it's something we don't know, we'll tell you we don't know, and maybe point you towards someone or something that could better inform you. But we're all about sharing the information, ultimately, because someone was there for us when we were starting out, too.
That's true.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Chris, as always, a super pleasure, and
yes,
I'll be talking
right
to you again.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.